Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Chris Brown, Canada Blue here. This is the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, and talking Montana State University Billings baseball today. Another impressive weekend for them as they take 3 of 4 on the road against another good GNAC team, Central Washington. Chris, I got to be honest with you. I was up watching the softball game the other day, and your game was going on, and we were trying to get updates, and we found out after the first game that you'd actually lost that game 2-0, and kind of brought a pall over everybody, the sadness and everything else. And then all of a sudden, you win 3 straight games to take 3 of 4. Again, pretty impressive weekend for you.
You know, anytime, like I said before, you can go on the road and you come back with a split minimum, but you know, anytime you win a series on the road, that's big. And especially a place like Central Washington, they've had some success against us in the past, and we were able to kind of turn the tables on them. And you know, the thing that I was impressed with the most was that you know, we lost the first game 2-0, tough game. Our guy Brian Howell throws a heck of a ball game. Doesn't give up any earned runs and threw really well, better than you know, a guy should have to for a win. And unfortunately, we didn't produce for him. But then the ability to bounce back and get a split on that day, and then to show up the next day and sweep and get 3 in a row, but 3 out of 4. So that was a good weekend, and we'll take that anytime we can get it.
Talk about that first game, though. This is interesting because I didn't take a close enough look at the box score. You know, you think about a 2-0 score and you think, boy, we just got shut down. But you actually, from an offensive standpoint, did some good things. It was just a matter of getting those runners home.
Yeah, it was an interesting game. It was a typical example of what baseball can be, in that we had 10 hits and we had runners on base every inning but two. And you know, to their credit, they made some phenomenal defensive plays. I'd say 4 or 5 diving plays that any one of them could have been on web gems that night. And you know, I think 4 of the 6 plays that they made were with runners on base with 2 outs that ended the inning, and you know, that ball drops and 1, 2, 3 runs score. And you know, we had 10 hits and we left 12 guys on base and got shut out. So we just didn't execute when we had chances to get guys in. And to, you know, Derek Shoemaker's credit, he threw a heck of a ball game. You know, it wasn't probably the best game in his mind, and that, you know, we hit him pretty hard and whatnot, but you know, he hung donuts up there for 9 innings, and that's a tough thing to do, especially when there's always runners on base. So he worked himself out of a jam, and we weren't able to push anybody across, and the result was 2-0. And for our guys to bounce back, a lot of times that's pretty demoralizing as a team when you go out and you hit the ball well, you play well defensively, you pitch well, and you know all three of those aspects are put together, and you lose. It's kind of frustrating and disheartening, and for our guys to bounce back and get that second game, that was pretty big, and kind of showed what kind of character our guys have, and I was real proud of them that day.
You bring up an interesting point, because if you were just to ask me from the outside looking in, from a fan standpoint, if I think of 2 doubleheaders, I would think, in my mind, the most important games are the first one, and in some ways the last one, because then you got that first one and you got that one out of the way, takes a little pressure off. You win that last one, you know, you've got a little momentum heading into the next week, although momentum is a fleeting thing in baseball, obviously. But the fact that you were able to lose that first game and come back and win 3 in a row, again, and it's not the first time that's happened with this team this year, it shows a lot about the character of this team.
Definitely, and you know, and it speaks volumes to what kind of people they are. But it, you know, it goes back to what we've been emphasizing, that it's one game at a time, and it doesn't matter if you won the last game 100-0 or you lost the last game 2-0. You got to show up and be ready to play that next game. And you know, we kind of joke with the guys and we say that, you know, you can't win both if you don't win the first one. Well, you know, as dumb as that may sound, there's a lot of validity to it, in that, you know, yeah, it's important to get that first one, because it does take not necessarily pressure off, but it makes you feel a bit better going into that second game and feel like, you know, hey, we can do this again. But when you don't, now it takes a little bit more to get back on track and to refocus and to keep plugging away and know that, hey, that second game is just as important as the first one, and you know, let's salvage the day. And that's kind of what we say, you know, when we win the first one, it's finish the day and get the sweep for the day. But if we lose that first one, it's, hey, let's salvage the day and get a split out of the day. And, you know, ultimately when you're on the road, that's what you're trying to do, is get a split.
Fascinating figure, though, and we're all about looking ahead this year, not looking back. But nonetheless, 7-1 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Guess what? That's two more wins than you got in the conference all of last season. I mean, you know, I mean, that's one of those wow moments when you look at that kind of number.
You know, it once again speaks to our guys' focus. You know, we started off the year by saying, okay, hey, this is 2008, 2009, and we're not going to talk about last year or what happened last year. Doesn't matter. And the only thing that we're going to take from last year is that we're going to change what we did and the way that we went about stuff. And our guys have really moved forward. And you know, there's been a couple times that I felt were key moments in our season, and we talked about that through the year, that, you know, hey, it's one thing to go out and have a good fall and to work hard in the off season, and you know, we've changed our atmosphere and changed our attitude, but the biggest test that they were going to face was that first moment of adversity when things weren't going well. And you know, that first weekend, you know, we won the first game, lost the next three, and two of those were tough losses, and that was kind of our first test, and we bounced back that next weekend against Northern Colorado. Unfortunately, weren't able to get one out of there, but our guys played well and competed from the first pitch to the last pitch, so that showed me a lot about their character. And then you know, going down to Phoenix and you know, we lost that first game to Grand Canyon, and our guys bounced back, and you know, we won a couple close ones, gutted a couple close games out, and that really showed me and told me that, hey, we've got some guys that want to win and that want to do the little things that it takes, and they're not going to get too caught up in what happened the previous day, or they're not looking forward to the next day. They're focusing on the task at hand and taking things, you know, the old cliche, one game at a time, one pitch at a time, one inning at a time. And I know that gets beaten up, but there's a lot of validity to that cliche, and that's all you can control, that's all you can focus on, and our guys have done a phenomenal job this year of just focusing on the task at hand and taking things one thing at a time.
Yellow Jacket Coach, a show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Ortho Montana, Clock Tower Inn, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coach's Show with Chris Brown coming up next.
Over the years, Hanser's Automotive has earned quite a reputation for their transmission work. But some have forgotten about their general repair and fleet work, well known for their expertise in carburation to fuel injection, diesel trucks, small cars, foreign cars, brakes, and tune-ups. Hanser's has the top ASE-certified master technicians in the area to get the job done right. No matter what kind of vehicle, Hanser's can repair it. Call 248-7795. See all that they can do or visit them online at hansers.com.
Ken Adelblue back with Chris Brown talking Yellow Jacket baseball today. Winners of 12 of their last 16 games, 7-1 now in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. I want to talk a little bit about, go back a little bit and talk about that Northern Colorado series. Very, very tough Division I program. And the reason I bring it up is I know that putting together a schedule is always a little bit tricky, and it can work both ways. When you put together a tough program like that, I think sometimes it can be a little demoralizing if you don't go down there and play well. And certainly you weren't able to get a win at Northern Colorado. But looking at it now, it appears like it was a good move because obviously you've played very well since that time. Talk about that when you put together a schedule and you look at a team like Northern Colorado, because, you know, there is a risk factor there. But obviously in this particular situation, it seems to have worked out nicely for you.
You know, we kind of emphasize to the guys that, you know, everybody says they want to be the best, and guys talk about going to the regionals and to the World Series and doing all those things. And well, you know, that's easy to say it. It's a whole other thing to actually follow through with it. And you know, when you put a schedule together, you kind of have two choices. You can you know, in those first couple weekends, you can put together a tough schedule and challenge yourself and go play teams that are at or above the caliber that you'll be playing for the rest of the year. Or you can go play Powder Puff U and puff up your stats and do that. And, you know, our thought process going into this year was we felt like, you know, hey, we're going to have a good team and we want to challenge them early and show them, hey, this is, if you guys want to do the things that you say you do, this is where you need to be at. And you know, playing Metro that first weekend, they're traditionally a top 30 team in the country and in a very competitive RMAC conference. And to go into their place and play toe-to-toe with them for four games, you know, kind of showed our guys that, hey, we've got a ways to go, but we're there and it's doable. And then to go into Northern Colorado and, you know, three of those four games could have went either way. And you know, they kicked us once, but our guys bounced back and responded. And you know, we took away from that weekend the fact that, hey, we can be a good ball club, but we have to minimize the mental miscues, and you know, when we do make a mistake, it's got to be one mistake and it can't let it turn into two, three, four, and we were able to do that. And I think that, you know, those two weekends, despite, you know, the fact that we were 1-7, there was a lot more positives and negatives out of there that, you know, hey, we were doing some things really well and we were really close, and it was just a matter of just keep pushing, man, keep pushing, and sooner or later good things are going to happen. And you know, we were able to break through down in Phoenix and get on a little run while we were down in the sun, and we were able to carry that over into Nampa and then obviously into last weekend at Central. So you know, baseball is a game of streaks, and when you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not, and you just got to try to get off and you know, and stay hot for as long as possible.
You had the one sort of anomaly where we've already talked about that first game you lose 2-0 despite the fact you get a lot of base runners on. Second game, I believe, was 4-2. Second day, though, you all just tagged the ball again. From an offensive standpoint, we've already talked about the pitching on this team. The pitching on this team this year, for the most part, has been just phenomenal. But from a hitting standpoint, man, oh, man, you guys are putting up some runs.
You know, we've been fortunate to put some big innings together, and I think that we've just tried to simplify the approach at the plate with the guys and just tell them, you know, hey, see the ball, hit the ball. And I know that sounds really, you know, stupid and simple, but it's actually a lot more complicated than it sounds, and really try to focus on going up there and like we said before, get a good at-bat, be productive. And we've put an emphasis on two-out hitting and utilizing all three outs that you get. And, you know, and if you look at our average with two outs, you know, we're hitting over 300 with two outs, which as a team, that's phenomenal. And we've really been able to extend some innings and you know, offensively, that's a time when you can really capitalize. You know, defensively, you go out there and you get the first out, you get the second out. A lot of teams kind of just relax just a little bit and their focus drops, and that's when you can, you know, kind of take advantage and strike. And to our credit, offensively, we've been able to exploit that and put together some big innings with two outs and extend those innings and make it work in our favor. Conversely, though, defensively, you know, when we've gotten two outs, we've been able more often than not to get that third out within a batter or two and really minimize the number of chances we give a team with two outs. And in that, you know, two outs is a different monster offensively. You know, ball's in play and the runners are moving, and it, you know, all the force stuff's kind of taken out of it, and there's a lot more opportunities to do some things on the bases. And we've executed well offensively and defensively with two outs, and in my mind, offensively, that's made the biggest difference, is our ability to execute and succeed with two outs.
Only one person can bat first, only one person can bat second and third and fourth, and you know, I think the secret to being real successful is not to have any holes in the lineup, because the one thing I found out about baseball through the years, if you do have a hole in the lineup, guess what? They're going to come up with the bases loaded and two down. It seems like almost every time you're going to be caught in that situation. Taking a look at your lineup right now, it appears to be pretty interchangeable, that even though you might have somebody batting at the lower part of the lineup, they're getting some big hits for you, and that's really key if you're going to have some long-term success.
Definitely. That's one of the things we tell them is, you know, baseball is a funny game, and the game will find you. You know, if you make a mistake defensively, the ball's coming your way the next time. You know, you get up with the bases loaded and two outs and you strike out, well, guess what? Your next at-bat's probably going to be with runners on base, and you're going to have a similar opportunity. So the game will find you. And we've really just put an emphasis on guys being consistent up and down. And you know, hitting's contagious. Good play's contagious. And I think, you know, in the past we've kind of waited around and waited for something to happen and kind of had guys take the attitude of, well, you know, geez, Billy will do it or Timmy will do it. And now we've kind of taken the approach of, hey, it's my turn. I'm gonna do it and you know, make things happen instead of wait for things to happen or let things happen. Go make things happen. And that's the attitude that we've taken, that it doesn't matter who's up there. We're going to be successful and we're going to make it hurt when you give us a chance.
You've got a couple games coming up here. You got St. Martin's, four-game series to finish off really the majority of your road schedule, and then you're going to be actually beginning your a good portion of your home schedule. We're going to be talking about that coming up on the third part of the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Ortho Montana, Clock Tower, and Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coaches Show coming up right after this.
Sign up with SignPro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at SignPro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full color wrap. Together with SignPro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, SignPro has produced top quality, cutting edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with SignPro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with SignPro.
I'm back with Chris Brown, Canada Blue here on the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. A very impressive start to the season. They have won, 12 of their last 16 games and 7-1 now in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as the Yellow Jacket baseball team gets set to finish off a good portion of their road schedule. They will actually have two games to end the season at Western Oregon, but they'll be taking on St. Martin's the 21st and the 22nd. 7-1 right now. Chris, we've talked about the fact that you've got this killer schedule to start off the season, but boy, oh boy, you know, after this, you just got a ton of games at home. So the flip side of that is things looking pretty good. If you can come out of St. Martin's with an impressive performance, obviously, again, you still got to take care of business at home, but you just got to be awfully pleased with where you're at.
Definitely. You know, it's a lot easier to be optimistic and to, you know, work hard when you're doing well and starting off well. And, you know, that being said, it's a lot easier to have a good year when you start off well. And, you know, you can't get too caught up in all the hype and all that. And you know, you just got to keep plugging away. And, you know, it's a lot of times you see teams start off real well and they start looking at, you know, well, geez, we got a chance for postseason or geez, we got a chance for this. And they lose that focus that got them to that point. And it's one of the things that we're stressing with the guys is that, hey, you know, the only thing we can control is the game we're playing that day and to just keep plugging away. And then, you know, when we get to May, then we can look back on it and you know, kind of take a little bit more pride in the whole piece or the whole body of work, if you will. So we started off really well and look forward to continuing that into St. Martin's. They're a solid ball club, and as of right now, they're second in the conference at 3-1. And they're the only team that we didn't beat at all last year. So got a little score to settle with them and hoping to return the favor.
Yeah, I think I was looking at the GNAC standings. I believe that's a two-game lead for you now. And if you take a look at St. Martin's, I think they were supposed to play Western Oregon last weekend, and I believe the inclement weather rained that out. So one thing, you've got a lot of games under your belt probably compared to them, certainly in the GNAC. They got some catching up to do. But, again, you take a look at that record, 3-1, obviously very tough. What are some of the keys, you think, to coming out with some success this weekend?
Just keep doing the things that we're doing, you know, pitching well and giving our team a chance to win, whether that you know, means giving up two runs all game or whether that means only giving up six. It you know, each game is different, but you know, on the mound, just keep getting ahead and throwing strikes and minimizing the opportunities that we give them. Defensively, we just got to keep making the routine plays and making a phenomenal one every once in a while. And you know, and obviously at the plate, just keep plugging away and keep finding ways to get on. You know, you look at that and you know, yeah, our team batting average, you know, is almost 300, 291, I believe. But the figure there that I like the most is that our team on base percentage is almost 400. In that, you know, you can have a team that hits 250, but you're on base 40% of the time, or you can have a team that hits 300 and they're only on base 35% of the time. Well, you know, from a team standpoint, you're going to score a heck of a lot more runs when you're on base more, and that's what we focus on, is just finding a way, whether that's a screaming line drive or a little bloop Texas League single, or you get hit or a walk or whatever, find a way to get on, and then that's the only way you're going to score. So we've just got to keep that focus offensively and kind of just keep riding this high and playing well and doing the things that we've done to this point that have made us successful.
Now, after this, the next time we talk, we'll actually be talking about a home series coming up. The first game is Tuesday the 31st against Colorado Christian. It's a doubleheader at Dealer Park. The reason I bring that up is that's sort of an interesting look at the schedule, because you've got 9 games between these doubleheaders against St. Martin's and Colorado Christian. That's quite a long time to play for this point of the season, quite a long time between games at least.
Yeah, it's just the way that it worked out. We had a bye weekend the weekend before and had obviously looked at bringing teams in and weren't able to make it work, but Colorado Christian was willing to come up, and it's actually their spring break trip, believe it or not. They're heading north for their spring trip. Might be one of a few teams in the country that heads that way. But we wanted to play at some point in time and not have that 2 weeks off. So it should work out well. We should be able to play them Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we've got Western Oregon, which was obviously a big series that Saturday and Sunday. From a pitching standpoint, that works out well, though. Guys will be able to get a full pen in after the St. Martin series, rather, and then we should still be able to go into the Colorado Christian series, go 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe limit them a little bit because they'll only have 3 full days instead of 5, but 3 days off in between starts is plenty of time, and get them kind of their midweek pen work, and then get them ready for Saturday, Sunday.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Ortho Montana, Clock Tower, and Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Chris Brown, congratulations on the great season so far, and boy, I tell you, I can't wait till the 31st. Looking forward to seeing you all on the field.
Sounds good, Ken. Thanks a lot.
It's been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.